Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. As someone who watches trends, I totally understand the allure of being the first one to try something that's hot. Unfortunately, I've also seen way too many train wrecks from well-meaning, smart people trying to do something and fail miserably. Seriously, my heart just hurts watching this. What I've noticed from watching these failed experiments, there are two things folks didn't know or think about before they started. Here they are. First up, folks didn't know what they were signing up for before they made the commitment. They found out that the endeavor wasn't going to work only after committing a lot of time and money. So a question I asked folks, what do you need to change in order to make this work? And are those changes outside your comfort zone? Now, here's what I find. The changes that are outside the comfort zone and folks are not willing to go there. Now, wouldn't that be nice to realize that before making a commitment? Yeah, I think so. Second, it's the path chosen. If you're willing to go beyond your comfort zone, and by the way, you rock for even making that leap. Too many folks set themselves up for failure by not taking advantage of what they do best. What I find, folks will pick a path based on how their role models got there, which may not be the best path for them. So I ask, okay, so this is the way forward. How does this plan best use your strengths and talents? And if folks can't answer that question accurately and concisely, I see trouble ahead. Answering these questions is easier said than done. And yet, they are necessary because the answers give us a heads up on what's really needed. With that information, we can move forward with eyes wide open and can greet any obstacle with, "Yeah, I knew you were coming and I'm ready for you" approach. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.